Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. For 63 cents a day, you could help a stripper in crisis now that she's unemployed. Details later, strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a case of teenage mischief that changed the path of four teenage lives forever. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
We have eight kids. That means I can never find my tools, my flashlight,
my hairbrush, my hair dryer, or any cosmetics.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
So if you mix a golden Labrador with a poodle, you get a golden doodle. And they look pretty, but they're not that pretty. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, Joliet, Illinois, the home of a prison, and a former manager of Walmart that's likely going to be joining the team at Joliet State. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bra?
You're expected to kind of respect your elders or, you know, the veterans, the girls that have been there for a while. And it's really important that you stay on their good side because, you know, the veterans are tight with a lot of the customers. They're tight with the staff, the management. It's just kind of a respect thing. And if it comes down to it, if you get in a fight with, like, a veteran and it's just you as a baby stripper and then the veteran, the management is definitely going to choose the girl that's been there longer. So just know that, you know, there is a little bit of a hierarchy, you know, and as a baby stripper, because I've been a baby stripper in multiple different clubs.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday. We have too much to do tonight, including the fact that we are Facebook Live. That's right. We are Facebook Live. Walter Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, Walter Sterling, streaming live right now on Facebook. Facebook Live, Jamie Lee Curtis, the only person we actually know at the Oscars, won Best Supporting Actress. I know that's pretty exciting. That's what's happened tonight. That's really all you need to know. And this for International Women's Month.
What? I like you.
I like you too.
I like you like you. I like waking up next to you despite your alarm clock compulsion. I like your weirdness.
I'm not weird.
You alphabetize your soup. I like you.
Too much emotion. Too much emotion for early morning.
Too much too soon?
It's still dark out.
I'm aware. And they talk about feelings when the sun is up.
That is the greatest scene in the history of television. It was in a show that was canceled long before its time, meaning I just discovered it, even though it was canceled in 2018, called For the People. And as best I can figure, it's about the federal prosecutors and the federal public defenders in Lower Manhattan, except all of the shots of their buildings are like from 23rd Street and Long Beach. There isn't one shot of the courthouses in Lower Manhattan. Ignoring that, it's a Shonda Rhimes show, which means that everybody is incredibly attractive. Everybody is 28, and senior prosecutors are 28, and senior federal defense attorneys are 28. Oh, my gosh. This is the international month. I'm looking for something. You got to be patient with me. I'm not good at this. International Month for Women. But the other thing that keeps cropping up is all of this nonsense, this endless nonsense about the budget that came out this week. I don't understand budgets. Lord knows I don't understand budgets. That's why I'm broadcasting from my laundry room. But all this nonsense about climate change.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change.
John Coleman.
And I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Now, hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney. And yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform. And I regret it's become political instead of scientific. But the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
is
when you see...
Because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy that I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
John Coleman, a real meteorologist, the first weatherman on Good Morning America, saying there is no global warming. I play that clip, you know, as often as I possibly can, because John, he makes sense to me. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. This is a live radio show on I-90, otherwise known as the Luge, 80, east to west, up and down the 5, the 101. We will keep you up to date on the horrendous weather situations in Northern California and Central California and Southern California, because Californians have no idea that it's important to wear boots. They have no idea how to put chains on their car. They have no idea how to turn on the
heater. Through a Hardee's drive-thru. We pull around the back, and we're just about going through. We pull through the drive-thru. They take the order. We pull up, and she says, pull ahead, you know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead, and a car comes perpendicular and parks, like, a little ways in front of us. And I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
Straight up, because he's Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who has more private jets than you will ever have. And remember, when you and I talk tonight, it's very important, especially on Oscar night, that you could be played off. You could be played off when you and I talk on the phone by this guy. The monkey could play you off if you annoy the monkey. Do not annoy the monkey. If it goes too long or if you're wearisome, there's an SAT word. If you're wearisome, the monkey will play you off. 888-688-WALT. And here's our topic for tonight. You ready? What the heck are you talking about? International month, week, day of women? Are you crazy? I grew up in North Jersey. You may have grown up in a house much like mine in other parts of America. These were matriarchies. Every home in New Jersey is a matriarchy. In every home in New Jersey, mom is in charge. You and I will go over this in seconds. My phone number live is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Liza Schlesinger.
Gentlemen, let's say you get a girl to go home with you, all right? Let's say you get a girl to go back to your apartment by the grace of God.
Hundreds of exotic dancers have found themselves unemployed in Indianapolis, Indiana. A strip club with a troubled history called Club Onyx. Apparently, they had a belly full of drugs Hulk Hogan gun and prostitution charges going on with the ownership and with the ladies that work there, the security guys, etc. It almost makes me want to open up a charity. For whatever reason, have you noticed these charities, $19 a month, 63 cents a day, where you can help someone that is a firefighter or somebody who got injured or whatever it is, good cause. I can't think of a better cause than these poor ladies. Absolutely unavailable to work, on the street, now being forced to perhaps stand on a street corner or try to book private parties and private stag parties with a pimp named Leo. Shut down club. All employees were terminated. Smiles will be ending for many in this wonderful place at Club Onyx. Lots of girls are going to have to drop out of school. And a damage and a blight on the local economy of Indianapolis. No more calls to the champagne room. Club Onyx, we salute thee, and especially your ladies. From the champagne room, this is Velo Hool. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
All right, 888-688-WALT. I think that International Day of Women, International Month of Women, International Week of Women is the dumbest idea ever. In 1968, it was very much needed because in 1968, what I'm going to tell you will sound shocking. In 1968, in most states, a woman could not open a checking account unless it was co-signed by her husband. And that didn't really change until the Fair Credit Act of 1973, which ended discrimination against women, minorities, and people of age. When I was 23, 24, I got a letter from, what was it, Citibank, telling me I could not get a credit card because of my age. And yet the Fair Credit Act had been passed saying they could not discriminate against me because of my age. But the Fair Credit Act meant if you're too old. But I was 23, and I was too young. I met all other qualifications, including the fact that at 23, as opposed to now, I had pristine credit. I had perfect credit. And I actually walked to the bank, and I sat down with a so-called banker. I said, enough. This is a lot of nonsense. And you know how I got a credit card? I got a Gold American Express card. It's the smartest thing they could have done. At that time, there was a bank called the First Woman's Bank because they realized there was some discrimination in the marketplace. And I went there and I opened an American Express card and got a gold card at the age of 23 or 24 because I went to the First Woman's Bank. But what I don't understand is how in the 60s, if a woman was not married, she didn't have a husband, how did she get a checking account? Every teacher I had in elementary school was a woman, and almost all of them were single. How did they get bank accounts? How did they cash their paychecks? Now, Sean, who does an amazing podcast called Sean Speaks, and he spells it the normal way, S-E-A-N, not some goofy Cassidy way. He's not a Nickelodeon kid. S-E-A-N, Sean Speaks. He explained to me that what those women probably did was just cash their checks in fact and lived off of cash. Sounds like a big inconvenience and sounds very discriminatory. But now, this is 400 years later. And in the home I grew up in North Jersey, in the matriarchy I grew up in, women were in charge. And women are still in charge.
Una! There is fingerprints all over the brake front. I want this place to sparkle.
A Jersey mom. Here's how it worked in my Jersey home. Every Jersey home I knew of. Dad would read the newspaper in the corner and then later in the evening take out the garbage and said, "Is there anything else you need, hon? Is there anything else you want me to do?" That was his day. He'd come home from work for 6:15 on the Erie Lackawanna train on New Jersey Transit. He would get a Newark Star Ledger or a Star Ledger or a Newark News. And then he'd sit in the corner and he'd read it. He did not watch TV. My mother never watched TV either. It was very interesting. Neither of them ever watched TV. They had no interest. But when they go to an event, a social event, it was no different. My father would carry along a newspaper. This was always with relatives, to a relative event. He had no interest, and she had no interest in him circulating. My mother would talk to whoever she wanted to talk to, and it was very specific because my mother had a lifetime of feuds. Depending on the relative, she did not speak to her or him for, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden they would talk constantly. That's how my mother managed her resentment. She wouldn't talk to you. But that's how all women in New Jersey handle resentments to this day. To this day, that's how they handle resentments.
We have an attorney who is going to aggressively pursue my custody of AJ and also an equitable distribution of our assets.
And she would say to my father, just sit over there when we'd go to a social event. Just sit over there. And he'd sit over in the corner and he'd open up the Newark News or the Star Ledger. Or even better, the Trentonian. Oh, my God, is that the best newspaper ever? That makes the Post look like the Bible. And he would read the newspaper on the floor. He'd sit on the floor, and he'd turn the pages on the floor, and there'd be another father in the other corner, and another father in another corner, another father in another corner, and they were all turning the pages and not speaking. When my mother was done, She'd look at my father, whose name was also Walter. She'd look at my father and go, "All right, Walter, let's go." And that was that. And then she'd disappear in a puff of smoke. And they'd leave with me. But come on, let's go. We're going. Your father and I are going. My father had no say. But when there is big trouble, when there's actual problems in a New Jersey household, when there are actual problems, the way those moms dealt with it was stunning, just absolutely stunning. They would get on the phone. They would talk to each other. One would know the produce manager at ShopRite. Another would know the senior Monsignor. Another would know the senior rabbi. They all knew somebody in power, a superintendent, a principal, a doctor, an orthopedic doctor, very important, an orthodontist, even more important, and they'd gather their information. And they'd figure out how to solve the problem. There were no men in these conversations. Absolutely no men. No men were involved in any way, shape, or form in these conversations. The moms would talk. They'd settle on a course of action. They'd call the Monsignor, the head rabbi, the produce manager at ShopRite. They'd call them. And they'd settle the dilemma. And if it was involved with one of the kids, they would get involved with the teacher or the principal, and the dynamic was very different just a few years ago. Just a few years ago, the dynamic was very different in the relationship with the schools. The school was right. They'd look at the kid, those moms would look at the kids, and they'd go, "What did you do? Why is Miss Undersay upset? Why is Miss Undersay upset? What did you do?" And the moms then always worked on the assumption that the school was right, and the kids were at best suspect, but probably wrong. That's how things were handled in my life. I never, to this second, have never been in a situation where men are in charge. I have no idea what you're talking about, ever. And if, like, every now and then some guy would sort of vaguely have a title or be in charge, he would always default. This is in work. He would always default to whatever woman came into the room and said, "No way." And that would be it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday.
Rich Scioli.
Before the meme makers go off on me, no one is coming for anyone's gas stove. And importantly, no one is going to be forced to do anything in any way.
And by the way, King then goes on to say he's banning your ability to buy a gas-powered vehicle in New Jersey. So as much as he stands here and goes, "Oh, no, we're about consumers making decisions, but we're going to ban gas-powered cars."
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business is the no-nonsense way for small businesses to stay connected. With fast, reliable internet service and Spectrum Business Connect, the all-in-one app to make calls, host video conferences, and send texts. Connect to customers from any device, anywhere. Get both and get one mobile line free for 1 year. No contracts, no hidden fees, no nonsense. Just business. Visit spectrum.com/business today. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Getting coverage from the right health insurance shouldn't be complicated. Health Markets can help you search for a plan that fits your needs and budget with just a few clicks and questions. Health Markets scans and ranks insurance plans to find the right fit for you. Apply for whatever type of insurance you need. Health, Medicare, dental, vision, life, and more. You can shop online at healthmarkets.com or call one of our local licensed insurance agents. Take advantage of one-stop shopping to get free quotes and compare products from recognized insurance companies in your area. Get started today for free by visiting healthmarkets.com. That's healthmarkets.com. Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies. Sales agents may be compensated based on enrollment.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Hatfield Pork brings flavor to the table the whole family will enjoy and keep you moving through the day. With over 24 distinct flavors that can be ready in minutes, it's food you can feel good about serving. Explore endless meal possibilities with Hatfield's variety of marinated pork, ground sausage, ham, and bacon. Find your flavor with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and to find a retailer near you.
Spectrum Business is the no-nonsense way for small businesses to stay connected. With fast, reliable internet service and Spectrum Business Connect, the all-in-one app to make calls, host video conferences, and send texts. Connect to customers from any device, anywhere. Get both and get one mobile line free for 1 year. No contracts, no hidden fees, no nonsense. Just business. Visit spectrum.com/business today. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
This is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
Oh, the book lover's heart. It's too healthy for words.
And the nature lover's heart? It flies high with the birds.
See the art lover's heart, throbbing vibrant with color.
And the food lover's heart? It's as sweet as a cruller.
Hear the music lover's heart, how it's always in tune.
And the night lover's heart shines as bright as the moon.
But the heart of someone with pulmonary hypertension, PH for short, labors. PH puts unbearable stress on the heart, which can cause death from heart failure. And it's often misdiagnosed as asthma. But with early, accurate diagnosis, new treatments are helping people with PH live longer and better. The Pulmonary Hypertension Association gives hope to PH patients and caregivers. We want people to have
a heart that is strong for a life rich and long.
We're putting our heart into finding a cure. Learn more at phassociation.org. That's phassociation.org.
Recovery from mental and substance use disorders is real. It happens every day.
You can recover.
Discover hope and help.
Never give up on yourself.
Join the Voices for Recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Zahi Hawass.
Don't talk to me. Please, go away from me.
Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Yet another atmospheric river-driven storm to arrive tomorrow night into Wednesday morning with considerable flooding risks in parts of the California coast, San Joaquin Valley, Sacramento Valley, and southern Sierra Nevada mountains and foothills with heavy rains and snowmelt. In fact, a levee breach in Monterey County has already triggered massive flooding, prompting prompting evacuations and rescues. A flood watch is in effect for Sacramento through Wednesday morning, with rain in the forecast for most of the week, except for Thursday. High temperatures will be in the lower 60s, but some gusty winds will make it feel cooler. Las Vegas will see highs right around 70, with sunshine on Monday, increasing clouds Tuesday, with showers likely on Wednesday and through most of the Mojave Desert on Wednesday. Heavy rains in L.A. and San Diego Tuesday night. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. For 63 cents a day, you could help a stripper in crisis now that she's unemployed. Details later, strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a case of teenage mischief that changed the path of four teenage lives forever. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
We have eight kids. That means I can never find my tools, my flashlight,
my hairbrush, my hair dryer, or any cosmetics.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
So if you mix a golden Labrador with a poodle, you get a golden doodle. And they look pretty, but they're not that pretty. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, Joliet, Illinois, the home of a prison, and a former manager of Walmart that's likely going to be joining the team at Joliet State. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
Perhaps the garden spot of the great state of Illinois is Joliet, known for a state prison and a feature in the movie The Blues Brothers from the 1980s. Well, Joliet also has a marvelous Walmart. And the night manager of Walmart got fired because she went and used one of those wonderful Walmart plastic bags and stuffed them full of $135,988 of Walmart's money. She did that on November 27th. She's now been indicted, and she could be going away for a long time. Detectives actively investigating it, and it was believed the woman had left the area, but Martha Vanderwall, 47, decided to turn herself in. When asked about how much of the stolen money was recovered, Detective English of the Joliet Police Department didn't go into details to protect the prosecutorial integrity of the case. You're a manager at Walmart. You are essentially bathing in cash. I'm surprised that this doesn't happen much more often. The Walmart Corporation can continue operating now. Hopefully they get some of that money back. Here's a little helpful hint. Martha ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer because she knows where all the cameras are, and they had camera footage of her carrying out the cash. Not a rocket scientist. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
All right, we love Velo Hool. Don't we love Velo Hool? He's incredible. Yes, I'm sharing with you about the fact that I grew up in North Jersey in a household where mom was in charge, but that was not unique. Every household I knew, mom was in charge. Every household I knew was run and operated by, Carmela Soprano.
You have made a fool of me for years with these whores.
These whores. Every household I know, the woman was in charge. And when my mother would go to the supermarket, now I'm going to say this objectively, sourced by many other people. My mother, not me, my mother was an unusually attractive woman. And she had it together. We'd go into the supermarket, and I'm telling you, it was a movie star walking in. And every one of those department managers, produce and meat and butcher and fish, and oh, they'd all go, oh, Mrs. Sterling, look at what we have for you. I've saved these for you. Oh, wait, I'm going to get it from the back. I have something just for you. They would all fuss over it. It was crazy. And one day I finally said to my mother, why are they all fussing over you? I don't know. I really don't know. That was it. That's all she'd say. And I suspect that she actually knew darn well why they were fussing over her. But in every home I knew, it was a matriarchy. Mom was in charge. But it didn't stop there. And this is why I'm so confused about this nonsense about an international week, day, month for women. It confuses me because then I went to elementary school and my kindergarten teacher was Miss Kinniston, a woman. No, I'm sorry, Miss Myers, a woman at Jefferson School in Maplewood, New Jersey. Miss Myers, a woman. Now, Miss Myers was able to do some things at that time the teachers since then have not been able to do. For example, when we were all sitting on the floor, and she'd go around the floor and she'd say, you know, what's your name? And then she'd say, what is your religion? And she asked us each for our religion. And then she did something diabolical. She asked us each for our phone number, which seems easy enough, simple enough, even though she was doing it in the context of it's important for the five-year-olds to know their phone number. It was actually a different reason. In that town, the exchanges, the first three numbers, told you how rich the person was. If you were 763, you had money. 762, you were a plant manager. 761, and you were right on the border. You lived in the sketchy part of town, which was like two blocks. You lived in sketchy wood-framed homes as opposed to brick and stone-frame homes. One car as opposed to three, including the brand-new Sedan DeVille. That was 761. In 9 seconds, she found out each kid's religion and how much money their fathers made. That's what she did. Okay, nice. Then first grade was Miss Kinniston. And we read Dick, Jane, and Sally. We learned how to read by reading Dick, Jane, and Sally. And that's when we got tracked. Because remember, after elementary school, and you found yourself in middle school, you were with the smart kids, the almost smart kids, or the stupid kids going to woodshop and auto repair. Well, how did that happen? It happened in first grade, where Miss Kinniston would decide how well you read and how quickly you could read, and then she'd divide up the kids into three different groups. And this group came in first, this group came in middle of the morning, and this group came in at the end of the morning. However, and this is the key and wonderful fact, the entire morning of first grade was devoted to learning how to read. There was no kid going to get out of there who couldn't read, and then fun time was after lunch. But in the morning, you were going to learn how to read. And that was a very serious thing. And you read Dick, Jane, and Sally. I'm not being nostalgic about this. It was a pain in the butt. And then this word, which I did not know, there will be an inventory test. An inventory. I didn't know what the word inventory meant. And Lord knows I wasn't going to. Well, it was to find out how many words you knew. You were asked to circle a word, write what it meant, connect it with another word. It was an inventory test to find out your inventory of your vocabulary. That's what it was. In second grade, well, my gosh, there was another woman, Miss Tyson. And Miss Tyson was Becky Tyson from the South. This is very exotic to those of us in New Jersey. It was the first person I ever heard with a Southern accent. However, because the school was expanding so fast and there's so many kids coming to the school, Miss Tyson did not get a classroom. At first, we were taught in the library. Oh, that's okay. Then I think construction interfered with the peace of the library. Then we were taught in the hallway. They took desks, put them in a single file against the wall. We sat there, and that's how she had to teach for gosh knows how long. It was just horrendous. And finally, they finished the new edition, and she got a new room in the new edition. Third grade, I had Mrs. Worcester, the first Mrs. I had. And Mrs. Worcester was a remarkable woman because she'd been there a long time and she was very kind and they were all a little afraid of her. And what'd you learn in third grade? Something they don't teach now. Script. We learned how to write in script. They don't teach that now. They don't teach spelling now. What did I say? That's right. They don't teach spelling. If your kid's in school, you know they don't teach spelling. How do you know if the spell check is right? How do you know the difference in the definitions between T-H-E-R-E and T-H-I-R? How do you know? Stupid. But the best thing about Mrs. Worcester was she was the first adult I had to deal with my romantic interests. I was crazy, crazy for a pretty third grade girl named Carrie. And Carrie was adorable. And Carrie and I used to write love notes to each other. We'd pass along love notes to each other in the classroom, up and down the aisle. We'd give each other notes. I had a massive crush on this girl. I don't even think she ever spoke. I just think we googly-eyed at each other. And what happened with Carrie and me was a massive, massive third-grade embarrassment. I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. What is this? It's a live radio show where I think International Year of the Woman, International Day of the Woman, International Month of the Woman is insane. It is dumb. Absolutely a waste of time. I live in a home with three daughters, ages 11, 17, and 20, and they're all speaking all the time with their list of demands. For example, I'll say, clean up the kitchen. Would you two please empty the dishwasher and fill it? And I'll hear, we'll do it tomorrow. Well, no, the dishes are here now. We'll do it tomorrow. And they vanish. They vanish like on Star Trek, like a transporter beam takes them out of that room instantly. I have no idea how it happens, but they vanish immediately. And then I have a beautiful, loving, very patient and suspicious wife. Much younger Brian. And I have two female cats. How exactly am I supposed to survive this? I'm Walter M. Sterling. That's me. And the name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mayor Frank Rizzo.
Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep.
I want to smoke. I want a pack of cigarettes, Marlboros, or American Spirit for equity, and I want to smoke. But the fact is that this is where it gets stupid. I never smoke cigarettes. There are certain songs that I love, and they make me want to smoke. I'll play some of those for you later when I have to kill time. And I want to, but I never smoke cigarettes. About, I don't know, once a year, my wife, beautiful Katie, very young, very, very young. And she used to smoke. And I, before we got married, I said, you have to stop smoking. I'm not going to have the mom smoke. And she did. God bless her. She did. But about once a year, I go, you know, I really want to pack a cigarette. So if she's out of town, if she's away, I'll go to the store and I'll buy, you know, $400 pack of cigarettes. When did that happen? And then I forget I have them. I never smoke them. I look at them. I go, oh, my gosh, I didn't remember. I put them on top of the refrigerator. Oh, what's up there? 28 packs of cigarettes. All right. Here's our friend in Alaska who's a DoorDash driver who has run into the dumbest legal situation I have ever heard. Would you please share with us exactly what your legal challenge is? And then next week, I will have an attorney on, some bloviated, show-busy, flashy attorney who will solve your problem. But first, tell us what the problem is.
Well, a little over, okay, let's go back real quick. I've been door dashing for about 6 years in North Pole, Alaska. And the last 2 years, this is my business. I do it full time. I've bought a house in the last year and support a family of five off this income. So we have a corner where all of us dashers like to sit. It's in a lot, kind of like a Walmart parking lot. And we sit in the back corner and we wait for orders. Well, a little over a week ago, I got surrounded by pretty much every cop in North Pole. There was like five of them. And they told me that the property owner didn't want us sitting there anymore, and they gave me 10 seconds to vacate the premises or be arrested. Now, on my Facebook page, people can go look. There's actually video of them saying this to me. So I left, but because I can't go back on that property, I can't even shop for groceries. I can't go get my son's medicine because in this parking lot is our only grocery store in town. I have to drive now to the next town, Fairbanks, which is a little over 20 miles away, just to get food because they trespass me. But this week, at the end of the week, I found out some very good information on my behalf, but I had somebody or a friend of mine went down to the state office and found out that this piece of property, this parking lot, where we sit on the corner, there's gas pumps, and it is not owned by the people that supposedly trespassed me. It's owned by somebody totally different that lives in a different state. And so now I took that information to the police department, and I was like, okay, how can this property owner trespass us from this corner, which is not even their property? And the cops basically told me, oh, well, get over it. It's done.
Well, all right. Now, we're going to get a lawyer on for you next week, but my friend, my Midnight Misfits, are you a lawyer? Do you hear what he's talking about? Does this make any sense to you, counselor? Why don't you call in? You're a lawyer. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Let's get a little free legal advice, because we never get free legal advice. You know what I get when I go to a lawyer's office? I get mints. Sometimes I get chocolates with the logo of the law firm on it, but I never get free legal advice. But if you'd like to give our friend, Mr. Fonze, free legal advice, that would be great. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And then we'll, through the magic of technology, Sean will connect you magically and electronically. But first, what is the name on your Facebook page that, so that we can see this video of you being harassed in a parking lot?
My name, which is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, middle initial R, and then my last name, Fons, F-O-N-S, and Senior, S-R.
You put a senior on your Facebook and thing?
Yes, sir.
What were you thinking? You're the senior. That's like an old man doing that. What are you thinking? Why would you put that on? No one can find you then. So it's Keith R. Fons, Senior.
Yep.
Right. And then we can go there.
Yes,
Keith,
sir.
Thank you very much. We'll be with you next week again. And if a lawyer calls me to give you advice, I will get you back on the phone and we will connect you. But because of the way our ratings are made, I must keep moving. Because I don't want Greg Tandem getting all excited, you know, go faster. And if at any point during my show you think I need to change subject or go faster, I'm happy to do that, because I only have to do this for 3 hours a week. I can take your directions at any moment. And if you get into pain, we can do Motown Monday. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a case of teenage mischief that changed the path of four teenage lives forever. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
We have eight kids. That means I can never find my tools, my flashlight,
my hairbrush, my hair dryer, or any cosmetics.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
So if you mix a golden Labrador with a poodle, you get a golden doodle. And they look pretty, but they're not that pretty. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
You're basically just going to pick up, you know, the money that's on your side. So, you know, there's like a little invisible line, and whatever money is on your side, that's the money that you keep. Otherwise, don't touch her money, because again, if you touch her money, that's like roach behavior again. Don't get lotion on the pole. So, I mean, even at the club that I work at, there are still girls that do this because they have no respect for other people. Don't wear lotion in the club, especially if you're going to touch the pole at all, because the lotion gets on the pole.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Jamie Lee Curtis won Best Supporting Actor tonight, Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars. I had to hesitate because, you know, I'm trying to work a computer and work a network radio show. What else do we actually care about? Best makeup? No, I don't. You don't care about best makeup. Well, so far Best Supporting Actor, Ki Hoi Kwan, for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And those are really the only thing. You don't care about Best Action Short or the Best Visual Short or the Best Animated Feature. Who cares? No one cares about that. My number is 888-688-WALT on KDKA and KFBK. Welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday, a live radio show on the I-80 corridor, I-90, otherwise known as the Luge, I-4 in Florida. Welcome. The 101, the I-5, we're all together. This is the best time of day. This is the best time when you and I get to be together. I was sharing with you the fact that I have no idea what this nonsense is about with International Women's Day, Women's Week, Women's Month. Yes, I support women. I have three daughters. I pay for everything they buy at the Apple Store. Whatever they buy at the Apple Store, I pay for. I support women. I don't understand why we're at this point in history where this seems to be necessary, because I grew up in a matriarchy where every home in North Jersey was run by mom. Everyone. But it didn't stop there. When I went to elementary school, the kindergarten teacher, a woman. The first grade teacher, a woman. Second grade, a woman. Third grade was Mrs. Worcester. Mrs. Worcester was a fascinatingly powerful woman, because she had been there a little while, and this was a public school, not some fancy private school, not some corrupt Catholic school. This was a public school, Jefferson School in Maplewood, New Jersey. And Mrs. Worcester liked the color pink, and she wanted her public school third grade classroom to be pink, and it was. They painted it pink for Mrs. Worcester. And then, when we were good boys and girls, she gave us pink pills. These were Necco wafers in the color of pink. They were thick. They were thicker than Necco wafers. I forget what they were, but they were pink and they were delicious. And if we were good, she'd pass around the pink pills. And if we were really good, she had a general random candy dish, a candy tin filled with different things. She'd walk around with it, either when she was detecting we were bored out of our minds or because we were doing well. However, it was when I had my first public crush, an adorable girl named Carrie. And Carrie was a redhead, and she was very sweet, and I don't remember anything she ever said, but we just googly-eyed at each other. And I would write her googly notes, and she would write me googly notes back, and we passed them along. And then one day, Mrs. Worcester spotted this scandalous behavior going on, and that hand came out of nowhere, and she seized my crush notes, and she seized Carrie's crush notes, and they disappeared. Weeks later, I'm standing at Mrs. Worcester's desk, and she opens up one of her drawers, and there are all of our notes. There they are. And I believe Mrs. Worcester took this to the next level. She leveled up and got this information to my mother. Now, even though my mother was very much in charge, as all Jersey mothers are, even though she was very much in charge, she was not a tough mom at all. At all. She ruled pretty much by squinting her eyes. If she squinted her eyes, there was trouble. But that was it. And we didn't want to disappoint her. My 400 personalities did not want to disappoint her. And I think Mrs. Worcester actually told my mother about these love notes. And I think that ended it. And I think she told Carrie's mother about it. And I think that ended it. That pretty much put a kibosh on all of this. But in my experience, I have never been in a situation at home, in school, at work, where women weren't in charge. This is true all my life. My first job, I worked for a woman. My second job, I reported to a woman. But also, more importantly, in any work situation I've ever been in, if there was a woman in the room, regardless of her title, if she expressed doubt or questions about the project, the conversation, If she had doubts, that was it. It was dead. Then when I started my own company called HitViews, HitViews was the first company in the world that identified online influencers. I spotted online influencers in May of 2017. Is that right? No, 2008. Sorry, 2008. May 2008, I spotted online influencers. I said, wait a minute. These people are making videos in their basements, and they're getting 3 million views. CNN would put up a video of Larry King, you get 14 views. I'm like, whoa, this is really important. This is a big deal. And people were leaving comments and notes. And what I did is I said, let's form an arbitrage, and let's do this. Let's gather up the biggest online influencers and go to significant brands who want to be online, who have shown behaviors indicating that they're interested in online advertising, and let's put the messages from those advertisers into these videos, because the advertisers had no idea how to do it, and the people in their basements had no idea how to make money. But I knew both. I knew both. My first partner in that venture was an 18-year-old woman from Australia, a brilliant, gifted 18-year-old woman from Australia. And she had absolute veto over everything we did. And she was absolutely in charge of everything we did. And she was and is brilliant. I've never been in a situation where women weren't in charge. And therefore, I think this is the dumbest idea I have ever heard. International Day of the Women. What? What condescending man came up with that? What guy at an ad agency or a greeting card company came up with that crap? My number is live. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And coming up tonight, we are celebrating women in the most important way, which is that whenever they enter the dark arts of lesbianism, whenever they go under the guise of lesbianism, whenever they practice the art of lesbianism, we celebrate it. And we have fantastic samples for you in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Zahi Hawass.
Go talk to me. Please go away from me.
Hello, Midnight Misfits. Dan Gaffney here.
And Becky Gaffney.
We have 8 kids. We live in an old house in Delaware. And I cannot keep track of my tools. Forget about having a flashlight. The kids find them, use them, and they never get put back.
Actually, they borrowed my phone for a flashlight to go into the basement last night.
It's because I've hidden the flashlight so that it doesn't disappear.
Good
Only
move.
I know where it is.
It's the same way when I go into the bathroom in the morning. We have our own bathroom that is used by everyone, least of all us. And the girls, they take my brush because my brush is better. They take my hair dry because my hair dryer is better. Now, I have offered to trade them brushes. I've offered to trade them hair dryers. Stay out of this. I buy them whatever they want. We went and bought hairspray last week because they all come and steal that. I'll cut my hair off at times because I can't find things to do it with.
This is the thing. Do you think we are too easy on them? Because when I was young, there's no way I would ever even think about touching my dad's tools. And if I did, if I didn't put it back in the right spot, it's over for me. But our children don't have that fear.
I'm going to say no, I don't think we're too easy on them if you want to talk about fear, because our kids also will come to us and ask us for things and talk about big things with us because they're not scared of us. So maybe us not flipping out when they steal all our things is a positive.
Well, that's true, because I would never have told my parents half the things that our kids tell us.
No, or ask them about or communicated with them like that. So maybe this is a good thing. Maybe we need to look at it as open door policy, steal all my stuff as long as you tell me everything.
Also, I don't want this to sound like a complaint about the kids, because that's one of my pet peeves, our pet peeves. We don't like it when people publicly complain about their children. I love our kids. I love that we have 8 kids. It's just one of the things you got to learn if you're planning a big family. Things will disappear.
You will never have what you need when you need it. Another positive is that I guess they want to be like us. They're doing what we do. They want to use all your tools, and they don't have to wait for you to be there. They can go grab it. They can grab my things and use them, because it doesn't just happen in the bathroom. It's also with, you know, my tools and my sewing supplies and paint and brushes and whatever it is that they're using are all things that we use. And they want access to that like they want access to us.
Well, you've made me feel better about it. Now maybe they can help me fix the fence.
That would be awesome.
No, you see, it never works out that way. I'm a good dad. You're a good dad. And in fact, I just traveled. I drove up to college to pick up the kid. It's supposed to be 5 hours. It turned out to be 10 because it was a blizzard and there were two overturned 18-wheelers on I-90, the luge. And then, 6 hours coming back. So I was on the road for, 4 or 5 months. And then yesterday, I said to the two kids, would you please empty the dishwasher and fill the dishwasher? Would you do that? That was last night. And I have put my foot down. I am not going to do it. Under no conditions am I going to do it. And sure enough, at this moment, 24 minutes past the hour, on the East Coast and 24 minutes past the hour on the West Coast, it still is not done. They still have not done it. But I have lived my life in a matriarchy. Every place I've ever been, women are in charge. And I have worked for too long. Most of my clients when I was a freelance consultant were women. Most of my bosses were women. Every teacher I had in elementary school and half the teachers I had the rest of the time were women. Half my college professors or more were women. I don't know what they're talking about. There was trouble until 1973 when the Fair Credit Act was passed. And before that, in some states, women could not open checking accounts. How stupid. But even that didn't make sense to me because without their husband's signature, that didn't even make sense to me because my great aunt was on the board of directors of a bank. She owned two businesses. They were hers, buddy, believe you. Those were her businesses, and that was her bank, and those were her bank accounts. And that was in the 50s and 60s and 70s. So I don't know what this is about. As in every situation I'm in, women are in charge. And, oh, gee, if a guy gets out of line and the situation winds up with HR, goes to HR, it goes to HR, the woman will win. If it goes to civil court, the woman will win. If it gets anywhere near a Harvey Weinstein situation, the woman will win. Therefore, and by the way, you know, there was that kind of Me Too trouble at the Fox News Network, Bill O'Reilly, bloviated Bill O'Reilly. There was trouble there. And you know what the result is now? Every executive in charge at Fox News is a woman. Everyone. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the fact is, I don't understand what this day and this week is about, because in no situation in my life has a woman ever been discriminated against at all. And if she raised a finger, she said a peep, she'd win the argument. She'd win the situation. From my worldview, from my perspective, the balance of power has always been with women. In my life professionally, at home, always with women. I don't get it. My mother was in charge. Her friends were in charge. It's just a weird, weird holiday to me. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And then here's this wacky Kristen Cavallari. She's dated these big NFL types, these big baseball players, these handsome jocks, and she married one or two or ten, I don't know. And then they got a divorce, he divorced her, and this is her declaration of freedom.
I don't want to say anything I'm going to end up regretting, but I don't think I want to date another athlete. I've done that.
Matt is the nicest human being on the planet. He is such a great guy. But yeah, so I dated him when I was 18, my second half of my senior year, and he was a 5-year senior at USC. He was on top of the world that year, and I was so excited about it, clearly. Like, no chill whatsoever. But it was a big deal for me.
Wait, he was a 5-year senior? Does that mean they kept him back a year? Does Does that mean he went to college for undergrad for 5 years? How do you go to college for 5 years unless you're a dumb jock and they purposely keep you back to keep you on the team? Maybe, Kristen, maybe the problem isn't that they were jocks. Maybe they were dumb.
I don't want to say anything I'm going to end up regretting, but I don't think I want to date another athlete. I've done that.
Matt is the nicest human being on the planet. He is such a great guy. But yeah, so I dated him when I was 18, my second half of my senior year, and he was a five-year senior at USC. He was on top of the world that year, and I was so excited about it, clearly. Like,
that's
no chill
whatsoever.
That's
not all he was on top of.
It was a big deal for me.
That's not all he was on top of. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-9258. Now, let's see who has won so far in the Academy Awards that you care about, because you don't want to sit through a 3-hour self-aggrandizing, smug celebration. Jamie Lee Curtis won Best Supporting Actress. And who else do you care about? Ki-Hoo Kwan won Best Supporting Actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And those are the only ones you care about. We don't care about the rest of it. It's nonsense. A lot of nonsense. I went to the Oscar party, the Vanity Fair Oscar party, 1 year. I'm just refreshing to see if I missed anything. Daniel Kwan won Best Director. Good for him. Oh, no. No, he didn't. No. I don't get it. How many people are listed as Best Director? Very confusing. Anyway, 1 year I went to the Vanity Fair party. And this is the party to go to. This is the one you want to go to. And what I saw there, what I heard there at the Vanity Fair party, I will share with you in coming up in just seconds. But I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT. I say this year of the woman, week of the woman thing is total waste of time, total nonsense. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by the words of William Shatner.
Follower bound.
On Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Yet another atmospheric river-driven storm to arrive tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, with considerable flooding risks in parts of the California coast, San Joaquin Valley, Sacramento Valley, and southern Sierra Nevada mountains and foothills, with heavy rains and snowmelt. In fact, a levee breach in Monterey County has already triggered massive flooding, prompting evacuations and rescue. A flood watch is in effect for Sacramento through Wednesday morning, with rain in the forecast for most of the week, except for Thursday. High temperatures will be in the lower 60s, but some gusty winds will make it feel cooler. Las Vegas will see highs right around 70, with sunshine on Monday, increasing clouds Tuesday, with showers likely on Wednesday and through most of the Mojave Desert on Wednesday. Heavy rains in L.A. and San Diego Tuesday night. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari.
And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a case of teenage mischief that changed the path of four teenage lives forever. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
So if you mix a golden Labrador with a poodle, you get a golden doodle. And they look pretty, but they're not that pretty. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. And this is Florida Stories. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Clearwater. 36-year-old Florida man is hanging out at a neighbor's apartment in his complex, and he loves the neighbor's dog. It's a golden doodle. It's one of those pretty big, tall dogs with the long, flowy hair. It's beautiful. And he offers to take the dog for a walk. Neighbor's like, sure, you want to help out with the dog? Fine. So he goes and he walks it around to the back of the apartment complex by the Presbyterian church, and he starts being really affectionate with the dog. Now, this is on a Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon, so church isn't in session, but people are there on the campus. and he is within eyesight of a married couple and their kid. I don't know how old the kid is. We just know it's a minor under the age of 16. They can literally see him humping the dog. So they say, hey, mister, you need to stop that. He, of course, has a concern of both embarrassment and criminal nature. So he pulls up his pants, yells back at him, and takes off. Well, he has to run through the church property. He kicks over baby Jesus in the nativity scene. Yeah, right. Like, this guy can't get to hell fast enough. He also kicks over a potted plant that breaks, and he chunks some of the toys in the little children's playground area at the church over the fence out into the parking lot, jumps the fence, runs off into the neighborhood as the people start to approach him. So now he's running through the residential neighborhood next to the church. He does like a jump kick on a mailbox like he's Daniel LaRusso or something, damages that, and then he tries to steal a car. And about the time he gets in the car and he's trying to hotwire it or something, I don't know, but that's when the cops show up and they take him into custody. Must have been a cute dog. And by the way, the dog lover guy looks almost exactly like me, which is embarrassing. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next floor story, we're going to Gainesville, Florida, where at the University of Florida, they have a legendary football program and their backup quarterback. He's the son of a retired NFL quarterback. Fans, you'd recognize the name Kitna. But he was arrested on two charges of distribution of child exploitation material, three charges of possession of child pornography. You know, I don't know, you know, if he's guilty or not. This is all allegedly, reportedly, supposedly. But usually if your backup quarterback gets taken off the roster, you know, in most states it's because he tore his ACL or maybe he failed out of school. And here's another weird thing that's going on is this quarterback looks a lot like me. I mean, I'm way older than he is, but other than that, you know, hold my beer. For our next Florida story, St. Cloud. In St. Cloud, Florida, there's a Walmart where a guy who has fallen on hard times tries to get some drug money by shoplifting from Walmart. But he picked the wrong Walmart at the wrong time. Because at this Walmart, the Osceola County Sheriff's Department was having their annual event called Shop with a Cop. So there's 40 sheriff's deputies, the forensics team, the community service team, the CSOs, the OCSO majors, and the sheriff himself, Marcus Lopez, are all in the store shopping with a child liaison from the community. It's an adorable little community outreach program and fundraiser for charity, and probably the worst possible time you could go try and shoplift from the Walmart. Well, this guy does it, and he gets busted. And yeah, actually, he does. He looks almost exactly like me. What the hell is going on? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
If you go to my Facebook page, Walter Sterling Show, you will see the stunning video of the finest lesbian scene in the history of American television that was on For the People, a Shonda Rhimes show, For the People, which was canceled in 2018. Were they out of their mind? This was the first show that showed honest lesbianism, and that's what we need more of. It was incredible. I'll play you the audio from that in a second, but first, I'm obligated to be like a broadcaster and share with you the fact that Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won Best Picture in the 2023 Oscars. The Best Director is Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. The Best Actor, Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Best date movie, if there ever was one. Best Actress is Michelle Yeoh. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best Supporting Actor, Ki Hoi Kwan, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best Supporting Actress, Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis. Congratulations, Jamie Lee. She deserved it. Angela Bassett was all whiny and made bad faces. It was very, very unattractive. She didn't win, but Jamie Lee Curtis did win. And you know what? If your father was Tony Curtis, you deserved it. You deserved it. As a child of Hollywood, she deserved it. She finally got it. 888-688-WALT. International Year of the Woman. International Day of Women. International Week of Women. Are you crazy? Why do women need that celebration? Because women are already in charge.
I have an attorney who is going to aggressively pursue my custody of AJ.
and also an equitable distribution of our assets.
Exactly. And in every situation I can think of, a woman is either in charge or has the default vote or could easily be in charge if she just says, I want to be in charge. I have never been in a situation professionally, in school, or at home where the woman was not in charge. Therefore, I think it's an incredible distortion of power, an incredible distortion of actually how the world works, that there needs to be a day for women. That I just don't get. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Will Ferrell.
I'm listening to what you're asking me, and if you're not listening to my answers, let's just call it a day.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to Tarpon Springs, Florida, where there's nothing funny about this one. This is just a god-awful, horrible tragedy. There's a couple who has five children, and in the fire pit behind their house, they like to keep the fire going to keep the bugs away. And they had let the fire go out from the night before, and it was down to embers. And so in order to get the fire going back up, mom goes out there and decides she's going to take the gas can that they use in the lawnmower and just, you know, sprinkle a little fire. I mean, sprinkle a little gas over the fire. Well, look, if you throw unleaded gas on a fire, it blows up. This is not like lighter fluid or kerosene. Those are the ones that explode that you get the YouTube videos for. Well, this one, not only did it explode, but it followed the trail of gas back up into the can, and the can itself exploded in her hand, and she died, which I find kind of shocking. You figured the people of Florida would be experts in the arts of outdoor fires, but this one did not work out. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Northcliff. It's in the Tampa area. This is on a Wednesday at about 5 o'clock. Florida man who looks like he's about, I don't know, 45, maybe 50. He's at a local bar. And even though it's only 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, this guy is three sheets to the wind, had way too much. And so he decides to take a little bit of a break, and he stumbles out the front door. Well, what you don't know about this Florida man is he is a career arsonist. That is his compulsion. That's what he loves to do, set things on fire. And so he sees a nice little SUV that's parallel parked in front of the bar. And he's like, oh, man, I sure would like to set that on fire. So he goes around back to the dumpster, and he gets some paper garbage out of the back. You know, some stuff that'll light real easy. And he stuffs it under the back tire of this SUV, sets it on fire. And sure enough, the paper fire is enough to catch the tire of the SUV. And sure enough, we have a big fire going on. And this whole SUV catches fire. They call the fire department, and the fire department comes and puts it out. There's damage to the car that's behind it. And after it got going real good, the guy who set the fire goes back in the bar and has a couple more drinks. Well, after they get the fire under control and the investigators are trying to figure out what happened, his guilty conscience kicks in, and you know, the arsonist goes out there and confesses to the crime. Now, he's just incredibly drunk, and they're like, why do you do this? He's like, man, that's my jam. I'm an arsonist. And so they go look through his record. Actually, he has been arrested several times for arson and also for indecent exposure, but some people like to play golf. Some people like to collect thimbles. Florida man likes to set things on fire and expose himself. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Miramar, Florida, where there is some thieves that hit a Wendy's. They waited until after it was closed and everyone's gone. They broke in. They go to the big office and they get the big safe, and they don't crack the safe. They attempt to remove the safe from the premises.
Now get this. This takeout had no food and no cash. That's right. Cops say they couldn't open the safe.
They left with nothing.
All this for zero.
You would make the assumption that if they're going to steal safes, they have some method by which they knew how to open them. They didn't. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
And please remember that if you do anything to annoy the monkey, the monkey will scare you out of the room. Randy at 888-688-WALT. Randy, what an honor to speak to you. You're in Alaska, Randy?
Yes, I'm calling from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Isn't it great that there's exactly one live radio show on the radio in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it's me?
That's wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Randy, how may I be of service?
Well, you were talking about the International Women's Day and so forth, and I thought, well, I'll mention about the Equal Rights Amendment because it has been in the bill in the news recently. As you may recall, the Equal Rights Amendment was started off in 1972. It had two-thirds of each house of Congress, and then it went out to the states to see if they could get the 38 states to ratify it, three-quarters of all the states. They did not make it by the deadline. They did not get the 38 states. In fact, five of the states that had ratified it changed their mind and rescinded it. And finally, the 38th state, not counting them five that rescinded it, Virginia finally ratified it in 2020, but that was 38 years past the 1982 deadline. Well, anyway, I personally do not like the Equal Rights Amendment. I think women already have equal rights, and I think that the Equal Rights Amendment is very vaguely worded and could be interpreted in many different ways, in ways that are adverse and would take away our freedoms. But I just wanted to report to you about our Senator Lisa Murkowski here in Alaska, who is kind of a left-leaning Republican. But anyway, she in January sponsored a bill to try to get rid of that 1982 deadline so that it would be retroactively passed, and I think that's a bad idea.
How does this affect you? Why do you care about it? What does it matter to you?
Well, because it would take freedoms away from the country in general. For instance, the word sex, even though way back in 72, they were just talking about man and woman when they referred to sex. And by the way, the wording is very simple and short. It says in Section 1, it says, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account.
I'm sorry. Randy, you've annoyed the monkey. You never want to annoy the monkey. Thank you for your call. It's never a good plan to annoy the monkey. I have no idea what he was saying. Yes, of course, there should be an Equal Rights Amendment for every American citizen. Of course. Why that took 400 years to ratify, I don't know, and I don't care. But the fact is, in every situation I've been in, socially, familiarly, professionally, women are in charge. Oh, who's in charge of Viacom CBS? Oh, yes, Ms. Redstone, the daughter of Sumner Redstone. She's in charge. And at Fox News, all the executives today are women. All of them. They all make all the decisions. It seems to be a really moot point and has been a moot point for like 50 years. And in my home, let me tell you, I support women. I pay for everything my daughters want at the Apple store. Tangible, real support. In every situation I can think of today, thank goodness, if a woman wants the job, she will get the job. If she hounds and pursues, she will get the job. I know this is going to sound strange. There's only one situation, one professional situation, where I am uncomfortable with a woman doing the job. No, not an airline pilot. I'd rather have a woman airline pilot. No problem. No, it's really weird. At a traditional kosher delicatessen, I am uncomfortable if there's a woman behind the sandwich counter. Because the way I order sandwiches in a delicatessen, a traditional delicatessen, where they're usually like eight guys behind the counter, all of them have been there since birth. They never go home. They never go on vacation. They're always there. If I go up and I say I want a corned beef sandwich, or no, more likely, if I want a roast beef and Munster cheese sandwich on rye with too much mayonnaise, I'll say that to the guy and he'll know exactly how much mayonnaise to put on. Exactly. If I say to a woman behind the counter, at least in my experience, I want that sandwich with too much mayonnaise, she's puzzled. Well, do you want this much? And she starts showing me samples. I don't want to see the mayonnaise before it is birthed in my sandwich. That's a very disturbing dynamic. The guy, the big guy behind the counter, will know exactly what I mean, and it always comes out exactly perfect. All right, coming up, I'm going to share with you my personal story of having gone to the Vanity Fair Oscar party. And you saw that Everything Everywhere All at Once won the Oscar. And we have a very exclusive audio of Michelle Yeoh. Well, by the way, she was a Star Trek captain for many episodes. Why didn't Michelle Yeoh mention in her acceptance speech and her winning speech that she had been a Star Trek captain, which to most of us is the most impressive thing she's done? And, oh, by the way, more of us saw those Star Trek episodes than ever saw Everywhere All at Once, Here, There, and Everywhere. Believe me, she should have acknowledged the Star Trek, that she was a Star Trek captain, and she was a bad butt Star Trek captain. All right, coming up, I'll share with you my experience at the Vanity Fair party, the Vanity Fair Oscar party, because this is a live show. This is Stir.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari.
And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of a case of teenage mischief that changed the path of four teenage lives forever. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
If you're in Florida, do not mess with somebody that's over 80 years old. They don't have very much to lose. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
Another thing is, and this is something that I have done before, is do not profile people based on their appearance. And I have done this before because, like, I have thought, like, bummy-looking people were broke. I thought, like, snazzy-ass-looking people were rich. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of the bummiest-looking people have spent, like, the most money on me before.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
I like you.
I like you, too.
I like you like you. I like waking up next to you despite your alarm clock compulsion. I like your weirdness.
I'm not weird.
You alphabetize your soup. I like you. Too much too soon?
It's still dark out.
I'm aware. And they talk about feelings when the sun is up?
Yes. Every television show should have a superior lesbian scene like For the People did. That was the scene between Kate and Anya, A-N-Y-A, Kate and Anya. An authentic lesbian scene, the way things would really happen in lesbian land. Committing the dark arts of lesbianism. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome. It's a national radio show from coast to coast. We don't do national contests here. We do national entertainment. We don't need to bribe you with $980 nationally. We just need to entertain you constantly, nonstop. What a lame contest that is. I'm sorry. It's not an attack on any particular company, because most of the companies are doing it where they're giving away $1,000 a day or an hour or every 20 minutes on a national basis. Your odds of winning a scratcher are better. They're better. And the weird thing is, radio's really good at contests. We invented contests. We're brilliant at contests. And we're brilliant at getting the right contest prizes. For example, why has no traditional talk station thought of giving away a Dominion election voting machine? Why hasn't anybody thought of giving away one of those machines? So I thought, you know, how clever it would be if I gave away a Dominion voting machine. And then I looked up, what does a Dominion voting machine cost? I urge you to do the same. We're talking a freaking fortune. That system where you have multiple places that'll scan and go to a central computer and the software, the Dominion people forget about whether or not it's accurate. None of my business. We'll leave that up to Mike Lindell. The fact is that it costs a fortune. It costs hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for a small township with a limited number of voters to get the Dominion system. Because you have to get a number of units in each location. It goes to a central point. It has software. There's software that Dominion leases you. And the machines, which sometimes are leased, sometimes are purchased, plus the personnel. Oh, yes, they send personnel to give you support for these machines. It's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Dominion voting machine system. Crazy talk. All right. What do you want to talk about? 888-688-WALT. Coming up, go to the website, Walter Sterling Show. Join Neil Shapiro, Rebecca Canner, Marion June Riley, D. Wells. Join the Midnight Misfits, the entire DATS family. Join them and download right now your decoder card. Because on that decoder card, you will see letters, and on the other side, another set of letters. And if you follow it, you'll be able to decode secret messages that I give you. And I only give them to you in this hour. This is the Midnight Misfit hour. This is when we are free of the burden of trying to be popular. If you are an introvert, as I am, don't be fooled by people on the radio. They're all introverts. They all wear bad clothes. They're all overweight. None of them want to be seen. If left to their own devices, they'd lie in a hammock with a cigarette and think. They would just think all day about their brilliant ideas. That's what they would do. People in radio, I've known maybe two people in radio who are actually extroverts, like Cousin Bruce Morrow. He's an extrovert. The rest of us, we just want to hide in the laundry room of our homes, which is where I am right now. I'm in my laundry room. Really, I'm fighting. My competition is a clothesline. If I might move too fast, that clothesline is gonna hang me. Oh, I have to mention this. I am so incredibly grateful to Michael Doucette, the owner of Northern Ad Agency. Michael Doucette, many of the commercials you hear on this show, many of the advertising messages you hear on the show is placed here by Michael Doucette, but that's not why I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful to Michael Doucette because he buys radio based on the correct metric. And the way Michael Doucette places messages on the radio is he likes the show. He'll listen to a show and go, oh, I like that host. And he gets involved with the show. He talks to the host. He talks to me. What do you want to promote? What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the Iowa 80 truck stop. The largest truck stop in North America, the Iowa 80 truck stop. I want to talk to the woman who runs it. My gosh, a truck stop owned and run by a woman. The Iowa 80 truck stop, the biggest truck stop in the United States. That's women are in charge. This is why I think it's so stupid that there's this International Day of Women, International Week of Women. It's nonsense. It's all nonsense. Women are in charge. But Mike Doucette, Michael, don't call me Mike. Michael Doucette is so gracious. He supports this show in every way, in a way you can't imagine. He supports us spiritually and emotionally and fiscally. And I thank you so much. If you have a product, retail store, retail business, and you actually want to sell stuff rather than win awards for cute advertising, look up northernadagency.com. Take a look. They don't win awards. Their advertising is not pretty. Your significant other is not going to like their advertising. But you will like the fact that they bring dollars to the door and feet to the floor. I made that up. I was an advertising major. Coming up in seconds, I'll tell you about the Vanity Fair Oscar party that I had so much fun going to 1 year. We'll talk about that. And the astonishing parent-teacher conference that I had this week where I actually expressed my feelings. And you, 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mayor Frank Rizzo.
Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep.
Dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk about the case of teenage mischief that changed the lives of four teenage boys. When I was a young boy growing up in the Bronx, we couldn't get our hands on beer. So what we would do is we would hang around the local deli and solicit adults until finally somebody took pity on us and bought us a six-pack or two. Then we'd go to the local schoolyard, and we'd hang out in the back and have a couple of cocktails. Well, lo and behold, usually 90% of the time, the cops would show up, they would take our beer, they would kick us in the ass and send us on our way. And that always left a bad taste in my mouth. And I swore that if I ever became a police officer, I wouldn't do that to teenagers. 10 years later, my partner and I are riding around in an unmarked car. We had a series of commercial burglaries on the 4 to 12 at midnight. So we're in the back of this supermarket. We saw a bunch of boys by the loading dock with beer. So when I pulled up, they looked like they were going to run. I tapped the siren and I said, boys, don't make me chase you. So I got into a conversation with them, and they were happy that I wasn't going to take their beer. And they started asking my partner and I countless questions about what it was like to be a police officer and how they could go about the process. And it reminded me of myself 10 years earlier. So I told them, as long as you don't leave a mess and, you know, I don't have to come here because someone's calling up that you guys are making a lot of noise, I'm not going to bother you. And we left. About a week later, 4 to 12 on a Friday night, a robbery comes over the radio and the description is four male whites. So my partner and I begin canvassing the area. We spot four male whites. We put them up against a car at gunpoint. And immediately the boys start asking us, officer, don't you remember us from the other day? And I said, oh yeah, what are you guys doing up here? Oh, you know, we're just walking around. We held them there. Another radio car shows up with a bus driver. The bus driver gets out and points to the four boys and he goes, that's who robbed me. So we start searching them, and one of the boys had a BB gun in his pocket and the other one had a $50 bill. What had happened was there was a Liberty Lines bus that was waiting for its shift to start. The boys were bored. They walked up and they thought they'd scare the bus driver by pointing a BB gun at him. And then another boy demanded money. Well, it was an armed robbery. So we charged them as adults because they were all above 16 years old. And I remember dropping them off at Bronx Central Booking and they were scared. And I said, you know, they were like, officer, you don't like us anymore. I says, guys, you're on a different side of the fence now. I mean, you've definitely crossed the line. So sadly, what wound up happening was the boys had to take a plea deal to a felony. And they got probation, and ultimately they had a felony record that would follow them for the rest of their lives, and they would never become police officers. So of all the hundreds of arrests I was involved in, that one definitely stuck with me, because thinking back, I should have kicked them in the ass and taken their beer a couple of nights earlier. So be sure to check out my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
What? I like you.
I like you too.
I like you like you. I like waking up next to you despite your alarm clock compulsion. I like your weirdness.
I'm not weird.
You alphabetize your soup. I like you. Too much too soon?
It's still dark out.
I'm aware. And they talk about feelings when the sun is up?
Yes, that's right. You only talk about the feelings when sun comes up, because at night when it's dark out and you're committing the dark arts of lesbianism, truth might come out. And that's why we do this show late at night. I can't think of a greater hell than doing a radio show at 7 a.m. I can't think of anything more horrible than having to do a radio show at 7 a.m. But now, at this time of day, you and I get to be honest with each other. And here's the truth. I hate mornings. I hate getting up in the morning. And when I was a consultant, when I go to different radio stations around the country, share my deep thoughts. Here were some of my deep thoughts. Would you like to hear them? Why don't you talk about what two best friends would discuss at the mall rather than what's on the editorial page of the newspaper, which nobody reads except newsmen? Why don't you talk about what two best friends would talk about at the mall? Oh, it's really deep. Yeah, and if it's good enough to talk about at the mall, why wouldn't you put it on the air? And if it would never be discussed at the mall, why would you put it on the air? It's crazy talk. And attention radio folks, I'm tonight using the RCA 77 microphone. Can you hear that radio sound barreling through your 50,000-watt radio station and KMBZ? Can you hear that? Alan First, the smartest program director I've known in years, he's sitting there in Kansas City going, really, I should be making millions of dollars a year in New York City. And you should, Alan. You should. You are so freaking smart. Alan First, program director of KMBZ. A few years ago, I had the fun of going to the Vanity Fair Oscar party. Let me share with you how this is different than parties that you and I have had in our homes. First of all, you are timed. It isn't that the party starts at 7 and it ends at 10. No, no, no. Your invitation has a different time than other people. Some people's invitation says 7:15, others says 7:30, others says 8 o'clock. And I believe that depending on how powerful and a big deal you are, that's when you get your invitation. The earlier, the better. Then, you're not going to drive your car to this. You're going to take a limo. I took a limo. I had a gentleman I was working with. We took a limo. Very important because the lines around the block of cars was vast. We show up at this place. We have an invitation. We are checked in by a woman with a clipboard. We were checked in by Punch Hutton, Timothy Hutton's sister, a wonderful, terrific lady. I've had years of experience in doing business with businesses that Punch worked at, and Punch Hutton is a superstar. All right, now we go in, and it's huge. The place is huge. I should know if there was food, but I honestly don't remember because I was so busy looking at the people there. Oh, and there was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez the first time. Now I see, and you know, it was weird. You and I, when we go to a party, we either stand at the bar or mingle. They were just standing at the periphery of a dance floor where nobody was dancing, being seen. And there was Goldie Hawn's daughter. She was just standing there looking like the mayor of Beverly Hills, just standing there. But then, the coup de grace. U2 had performed that night, and there was freaking Bono and all of U2. And he was, of course, surrounded by other celebrities. They were fawning over, oh, was I good? Did I sound terrific? Yes. Oh, my gosh, no one's ever seen my eyes. I must be much better looking than you can even imagine. But I'm not going to show you because I wear these goggles because I'm driving through plutonium on the way home. He sees the person I'm with, an executive type. He darts through the crowd. He rushes up to the person I'm with and says, How was I? Did I sound okay? Freaking Bono is asking the guy I'm with if he sounded okay. And over there is Joel Silver, who made all the Lethal Weapon movies and made the Matrix movies, a producer type. There is Joel Silver. The significance of this, we went to high school together. He was in my public high school. And this guy figured out the best weasel way to have a career. He convinced the school that what they needed was a movie day, where all we would do is watch and critique movies and meet famous people. He wrote letters to all the studios and said, we want to have a movie day, scheduled it, got it approved by the school, and we didn't go to class. We had movie day. Went from classroom to classroom, auditorium to auditorium, and we watched movie day. But the best part was he got William Shatner to be the lunchtime speaker. William Shatner was the lunchtime speaker. How cool was that? It was a great thing, and that was when Joel started producing. He also brought Ultimate Frisbee to our high school, and I was on the original Ultimate Frisbee team, which should be a badge of honor, but I never seemed to be able to get anyone excited about that. I think it's actually the best thing I've ever done, that I was on the original Ultimate Frisbee team, but no one seems very excited. I have an amazing story. I think you'll be proud of me about the parent-teacher conference I had last week where my current beautiful wife said, you do it alone. I went, you want me to do this parent-teacher conference alone? Are you willing to risk our child's future with me alone? I'm too tired. You go and do that. You do it alone. I'm like, okay, I'll do it alone. Coming up, we have a lot of fun for you. 888-688-WALT. I think this International Year of the Woman is crazy talk, just crazy.
I like waking up next to you despite your alarm clock compulsion. I like your weirdness.
I'm not weird.
You alphabetize your soup. I like you.
Sterling, on Sunday, inspired by the words of Liza Schlesinger.
Gentlemen, let's say you get a girl to go home with you, all right? Let's say you get a girl to go back to your apartment by the grace of God.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
If you're in Florida, do not mess with somebody that's over 80 years old. They don't have very much to lose. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Thank you. For our next Florida story, this one's in Stuart, Florida, where we have a duplex where in one residence is a 70-something couple and the other residence is an 80-something couple. And apparently there's some squibbling and squabbling that escalated from someone leaving a shared laundry room door open.
It all started over an open laundry room door. According to the arrest affidavit, Hugh Hoopman told detectives several days ago his downstairs neighbor, Henry Wallace, yelled at Hoopman's wife for leaving the shared laundry room door open. And when he saw 81-year-old Henry at the mailbox Saturday, Hoopman told Henry he needed to apologize.
A neighbor downstairs just the other day shouted at me and swore at me regarding the washer and dryer.
Hoopman told detectives when Wallace tried to push past him without apologizing, quote, I lost my temper, and he pulled out his gun and shot him several times. When his wife, Ginger Wallace, ran outside yelling, he said he shot her twice.
See, this is horrible, but this is what you got to watch out for really, really old people. A life sentence doesn't mean a whole lot. A life sentence when you're like 19, 20, that's god-awful. I mean, you're going to be in jail for 60, 70 years. But if you go to jail when you're like 75, 80, what is that, like a 6, 7, 10-year sentence? Watch out, man. Don't mess with old people. Especially in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our final Florida story, we're going to West Melbourne, Florida. 4:15 in the afternoon, a 53-year-old Florida man tries to run a red light and his SUV smacks the side of a Toyota. Both cars go through the intersection and into the parking lot and crash into Phantom Fireworks. It is a fireworks store, literally. After they crashed into the building, the fireworks are ignited and the store bursts into flames and it goes off for almost an hour. There is some fantastic viral video. The 53-year-old man in the SUV passes away. The 39-year-old Florida woman in the Toyota survives. Two employees manage to escape out the back. And I don't know how you're going to die, but there is no way you're going to crash into a fireworks store and leave this plane of existence under a giant hail of exploding colorful fireworks. I mean, that would be nice, but that's not going to happen. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Yes, I'm always here. It's like when my 11-year-old says, Daddy, where are you going to be? What? I'm always here. Do you understand? I never go anywhere. No, no, no. It's interesting how the higher power works. Until my 20-year-old was born, I traveled almost every week for work. I loved airports. I got 1.6 million miles on American Airlines. 1.6 million. I was king-like when I showed up at the airport. Oh, Mr. Sterling, please come here. We have seat 1B for you. Is that not good enough? We'll try to add a row in front of it for you. And what do you want to eat? How many macadamia nuts do you want today? Oh, the whole bag? 28 pounds? No problem. You'll have all these macadamia nuts. Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. And then, I swear, the minute she was born, all of my consulting clients were in New York City where I lived. I didn't have to do anything. I just had to go visit them and call them and say that they were wonderful. And by the way, could you fix this on your morning show? That was it. I didn't have to do anything. I have not had the privilege of traveling for business in 20 years. I miss the 767. I've never been on a 777. My last thrill ride was on an L-1011 or a DC-10. That was my last thrill ride upstairs. If I were to tell you that a minister did something good, or the man who volunteers at the Salvation Army did a good deed, that wouldn't be news, and it wouldn't be particularly interesting, and it's what you would expect. I'm going to tell you something far more shocking than that. Are you ready? in the 18-wheeler in that beautiful cab. It's nice and warm right now where it's 28 degrees outside and all the lights are glowing just right. And there's a Love truck stop coming up and you're going to be able to take it easy. And when are we going to be in the Iowa 80 truck stop? When am I going to interview them? I'm going to go there when I interview them. I'll do the show from there. If I can do it from my laundry room, I can do it from the Iowa 80 truck stop. But I want to tell you about this. If I were to tell you that a used car salesman did something truly remarkable and great, you'd go, oh, please. Listen, not a relative, not an advertiser, no quid pro quo. Attention, no quid pro quo. I'm going to tell you a story. My 17-year-old, a new driver and a slightly skittish driver because she had been in a horrendous automobile accident earlier this year that she was not the driver in, she was a passenger, but she's still skittish about all of this. She drove to Brooklyn, New York to visit her friend 9 hours away, a 9-hour drive. And now she's coming back. They went up to Woodstock, decided to be hippies for an hour and a half. Now she's driving back, but she went out there alone. Now, I wish I could have gone with her. I could not. I wish her mother would have gone with her, but there was some vague, bizarro worldness with my sister-in-law that I will never understand ever. I don't want to even think about my sister-in-law. It's terrifying. Whenever I step into the lake, the pond of my sister-in-law's bizarro world emotions, I don't even get near it because, listen to me, I'm crazy. Well, on the way back, my 17-year-old daughter, who is an outstanding driver, the best driver in the family, she's driving her new used car. She is in heaven. It's a red car. She has put all sort of tchotchkes in it. It looks like a cab in a bad neighborhood is what it smells like and looks like inside. It looks like a taxi in a bad neighborhood. But that's how she wanted to decorate it. I don't care. Now she's coming back. And right at the border of New York State and Pennsylvania, the southernmost part, we're about to go across the Delaware River, her car breaks down. And she calls us, and she's nervous. Now, the good news is it's daylight. It's like, I don't know, noon or something. She calls us, and I said, well, go to a mechanic. Find a mechanic. Get it in there. And she did, because the car was stopping and starting on its own. It's supposed to go at least 65, 70 miles an hour. It wouldn't go above 60. And then it kept braking on its own. It kept braking on its own. So on an interstate, this could be a very dangerous situation, right? She goes into a private mechanic. The mechanic runs the codes, says there's a recall on this car. There are recall items on it. You got to get this to a Kia dealership. All right. We have roadside service. We get it towed to the dealership. It's there. But remember, it's 9 hours from home. She leaves it there. I say, don't worry. I'll handle it. She gets on a train, takes a 14-hour train ride to get home. But now the car is still 9 hours away. I call the dealership from whom we bought it, Klaben Auto Stores. Klaben, K-L-A-B-E-N, Klaben Auto Stores in Northeast Ohio. Klaben Auto Stores, Klaben, K-L-A-B-E-N.com. And I called them up. I said, it has no oil. The rear brakes are shot. There's a recall item on that car. We've owned it 6 weeks. And Mr. Klaben, the son, is furious. What are you talking about? There's no oil. We checked that oil before it went out of here. We checked the brakes before. I can't believe it. He's very upset. He views suspicion. He views scam. I don't, by the way. I don't. But now he says, let me talk to them. He gets the mileage. He finds out from this other dealership what's going on with the Kia. And then he did this. He called me up and he said, well, the mileage doesn't make sense. It should have oil in it. There's no oil leak. I have no idea how there could be no oil in that car and the brakes should be fine, but maybe they're not. He says, I will arrange for it to get from the Delaware River to Northeast Ohio, a 9-hour drive. I'm like, how are you going to do this? He says, let me figure it out. Calls me back a couple hours later. And I had suggested, why don't you just send two people there in one car, have one of them drive it back? And I don't think he wanted to add more miles to it. And I thank him for that. Here's what he did. We got it back yesterday, 1 week later. I figured it was going to take 2 or 3 weeks. He sent a flatbed truck to the Delaware River location in New York State. Have them pick it up at the dealership, put it on the flatbed truck, bring it back to Northeast Ohio. And I keep hesitating. I'm trying to remember the exact location where his dealership is. It's either Cuyahoga Falls, or I don't know. They're all Cuyahoga this and Cuyahoga. But it's Claben, K-L-A-B-E-N. And first, he had given us a good deal on the car. My daughter loves the car. And now he has spent a lot of money to tow it back, a lot of money, to put on brand new brakes, two rear brakes, as for free. He didn't have to do it. To change the air filter, didn't have to do it. Shook our hands and looked at us and said, now listen, he looked at my daughter and said, do not make any long trips in this car unless you bring it here first and let us check it out. A used car dealer. All right, this is the most trustworthy used car dealer I have ever known. And I'm not a car guy, and I have bad car karma. Bad car karma. But it's K-L-A-B-E-N, and they, when I was in there, they had a customer from Michigan on the phone buying a car from them in Michigan. They sell cars nationwide, K-L-A-B-E-N. If you want the remarkable, bizarre experience of having a great experience in buying a used car or a new car, Claben Auto Stores, K-L-A-B-E-N. And I did not, he isn't doing this for this message. Our transaction was all over, and then I volunteered, hey, let me talk about you. K-L-A-B-E-N.com. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of iCarly.
Guys always tell girls to calm down, and it never works. It just gets us all whipped up. You see me all whipped up now? It's because you told me to calm down.
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday, and as promised, it's time for your Midnight Misfit membership card secret message. If you don't have the Dakota card, you need it. You can download it at Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Here is your secret message. Are you ready? K, the number one, the letter T, and the letter K. Only four characters. K, the number one, the letter T, and the letter K. That is your secret message that you must decode. And you can only do that with your Midnight Misfit Decoder card. Get it at WalterSterlingShow.com. WalterSterlingShow.com. I had a very special parent-teacher conference. I have a daughter who has an IEP. You know what that is? Individual Educational Plan or some crap. And all of my daughters have had these. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit the microphone, but I had to get your attention. All of my daughters have had this. And it throws all of the resources available in the school system at the kid, and they do everything possible to deal with whatever the imaginary problem is. And usually, in my opinion, most of the problems can be solved with no sugar, get to bed earlier. That's my opinion. No sugar, get to bed earlier. However, not everyone agrees. I have a daughter who has apraxia, which is a severe speech delay. She speaks well, but it came slow and it's hard. But she speaks well, communicates brilliantly. All right, so now I'm on this Zoom call with six of these people. Her teacher, the principal, three or four educational special ed experts. And she misses a lot of school. She misses 3 or 4 days a month, as did the other kids, about 3 or 4 days a month. And partly it has to do with the fact that school is exhausting for her. It's much harder for her than most kids because it's a tremendous amount of work for her to speak. Tremendous amount of work for her to speak. But she speaks well, and other kids understand her, the teachers understand her, but now I'm looking at all of them, and they keep saying things like, we would be able to get further and faster with her if we saw her more often. That was how they were dealing with the we'd like to see her more nonsense. We don't want her to be out so often. We'd be able to do better with her if we could see her more. And I don't know what hit me. I don't know where it came from, but I looked at these six geniuses and I said, you wanted to see her more? Then why did you refuse to see her for a year and a half? Why did she have to stay home for a year and a half for no reason? If you're so worried about this, if your union was so worried about you going back to work, why isn't your union demanding that every classroom be air conditioned? Why is it that the bar you go to has better air conditioning than my kid's schoolroom? If I left my kid in an 88-degree car in May, I would and should be arrested. But an 88-degree classroom, no problem. That seems to be fine. But I looked at them, I said, do not ever mention her attendance again since you decided that you didn't want her in school. You decided that you didn't want her in your school for a year and a half. A year and a half, she had to stay home and struggle with the online classes, with the online nonsense. Half the time you guys didn't show up, so don't ever speak attendance to me again. And that is my tip to you, my friendly misfit parent. Use that argument the next time anybody questions, where is your kid? Why is your kid out so many days? Why are you taking a longer vacation than is scheduled? Oh, really? We didn't think you were really concerned about them being there at all. We didn't think this was an issue for you because you shut the schools. Now, in Florida, the schools were open, no problem. The Catholic schools were open, no problem. The private schools were open, no problem. But the unionized public schools, oh, no, we couldn't do that. And that shut them down. And then this other teacher, this special ed teacher, keeps saying to me, I'll tell you more about that next week. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Please remember that the greatest gift you and I can receive is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.